بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. Well, welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atal, the host of this program. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Agha Muhammadi. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Okay, Shaykh Agha Muhammadi, in our previous discussion, I mean previous episodes, we talked about, the type of peace and relief people are after in today's world and what humanity can do in order to get rid of its problems. You talked about the general, some of the general guidelines, the general definition of human beings and based on what viewpoints they can reach such relief and peace of mind. Now, for today's discussion, we want to talk about more practical aspects and the guidelines. If a person who is tired from this materialistic world is looking for a relief of mind, and when we say mind, this is rather the relief of soul, I think, according to Islamic definition. What kind of epistemology, what kind of perspective and look must he or she be after?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadan wa alihi tahirin. Yeah, we talked about the necessity of having a proper understanding of man and the world in order to have a true sense of happiness and relief of mind or heart here. And by heart, of course, we mean the Quranic definition that, as you said, it deals with the soul, with the concept of soul. So it's not in the materialistic aspect of psycho necessarily.
Yes.
So in our text, when we talk about in the methodology of jurisprudence, there is a concept that what are acts, so and what is the practical aspect of acts. There we say that some of the acts are done by the members of the body,
yes,
and some acts are done by the heart. So the acts of heart also are acts, and so we consider them as acts, even though we don't see them, we don't need our physical body to use them, but anyhow, it's an act being done in the heart. So when I'm talking about ma'rifah and knowledge, I'm talking about what kind of act. So thinking and having a kind of dedicating a time to thinking, to proper thinking, is an act.
Yes.
I remember Ayatollah Nuri Hamedani, who is one of the contemporary Maraji, he was saying that once Ayatollah Mutahhari was my guest when I was young. So Ayatollah Mutahhari came at night to our house. And so it was a night time. I prepared the sajada for him, he asked. And I said that I thought that he's going to perform some Salatul Layl or something. And I saw that he sat on the sajada and just doing nothing. I was just going home to my family, coming back to check if my guest needs anything or not. For some minutes, I saw him sitting there doing nothing. After he finished and then we started talking, I said that I got curious. You didn't do anything. And I told Amatahari, he said, every night I dedicate some minutes just to think about myself.
Self-pondering.
As the hadith said, this thinking might be more valuable than 60 years of worship. 6 years of worship while the mind is, wandering here and there.
And thinking on ourselves is not necessarily planning for tomorrow, what to do, what not to do.
No, I'm not talking about tomorrow.
Yes.
Or, let me tell you this way.
It's a kind of self-examination.
Let me tell you this way. I'm not talking about checking what you have done in the daytime or what you are going to do tomorrow. Sometimes we happen not to think of ourselves for years.
Yes.
If you ask people, what was the last time? Ask this, everybody ask this from himself or themselves or herself. What was the last time And when was the last time that you thought about yourself, that what am I? What am I doing? What is my journey? Where am I going? What is my happiness? We may have, think about this very, very rarely in the, even in a year, in an annual process.
Yes.
So this is not something that, I mean, those people who are successful, just to think about yourself, to you know, when you define human being as a limited materialistic animal, like the, in the Darwinism and yes. Darwinist in understanding that we are here for a short while and we are at the top of the food pyramid and the happiness that we have is to achieve more at any price by any means. So if that is the definition of human being, you're in a constant stress and distress. So this is one type of, you know, anthropology.
Yes.
If you define human being an animal, but this is not animal. The animalistic side is the skin.
Yes.
There is a gem inside.
Yes.
And this gem is what makes me me.
Mm-hmm.
That I, that mind, that me, I, when I use it, it refers to that gem inside
okay.
that has a divine nature and it is beyond.
Mm-hmm.
It is beyond whatever in the world. There is a very beautiful hadith in Nahj al-Balagha from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam, that I don't and I have not seen any human being to utter such a word and mm-hmm. such a term. And really, this is beyond
okay.
the understanding of a human being, normal human being. Imam Ali alayhi salam there, he says, Allahumma aj'al nafsi awwala karimatan tantazi'uha min karaimi. He said, oh Allah, you have given me lots of dignities. Karaim or karima means the dignitary side of you. You have given me justice. You have given me kindness. You have given me generosity. You have given me mercy. And Imam says, if you want to take any of these things from me,
mm-hmm.
I request you that the first of them to be my life.
Uh-huh.
Means that I don't like to live, but not to be just. I don't like to live without mercy. I don't like to live as a mean person.
Yes.
So you see, this man, the definition that he has from human being. So as they say, I am top the bill.
Yes.
So this person who is at that top mountain of humanity, so nothing can make him disappointed.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can hurt him when he finds himself beyond the
yes.
The realm of this materialistic world.
That's right.
Yeah, the realm okay. of this materialistic world. So
yes.
he is beyond this, you know, the
do's and don'ts of the today's world. That's right. Okay.
So this such a yeah. person. So he has a tranquility so
somebody,
of
somebody
mind.
Can claim that was Ali. Who was, for example, among the best worshippers of Allah?
No, it's not only Amirul Mu'mineen. We have people, even we had the true students of Amirul Mu'mineen okay. at our time. We had.
So how to reach such a personality?
I said pondering, thinking,
okay.
thinking. You know, thinking about yourself. If we have seen people, I have seen people that even if they are not scholars.
Yes.
Even they are not scholars, but they have some level of that concept.
Mm-hmm.
Even we have the hadiths that Imam alayhi wasalam said that you cannot be like us. So we cannot ascend to the level that Imam Ali ascended.
Yes.
But we can achieve some part of it, some
okay.
share of it, some
That's
portion
right.
of it. And they said, even we have hadiths
yes.
that there are ranks for people.
Yes.
Quran says, "Hum darajatun indallah."
Yes.
People, they themselves are degrees. So, yeah, that is the top,
yes.
but you can get as much as closer to him, then you have the highest. So the point is that we have to create Jannah here in our
yes,
life.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir. Praise to Allah.
All glories to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah.
Sheikh, but unfortunately, when the people, especially among the believing communities as the Muslims, sometimes the Shia communities, okay, when they reach a problem, rather than thinking or self-pondering or something like that, they get used to repeating some religious formulas or zikrs or supplications or reciting this ayah or that ayah or spending money on this or that to solve the problem and to find ease of mind and relief of heart. First of all, is this at all right to do so before self-pondering and self-thinking you get to such formulas to be repeated or not? And if yes, what to repeat, what not to repeat, or what to say, what not to say?
Of course, that is important. We have lots of hadiths in our hadithi books that advising us to have a specific recitations, dhikr and azkar in such hardships. And we have different dhikrs to call Allah by different names of Allah in different sort of hardships.
Okay.
So that is another point. We don't want to, but they want to reach to the essence of the dhikr. You know, the problem is that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a hadith, when he is describing a believer to Amirul Mu'mineen, one of the qualities of a believer, according to the Prophet, is that al-mu'minu juhariyu dhikr. He says that there is essence for the dhikr of a believer. So this dhikr is not just some words to being uttered in the mouth. There is an essence. If there is an essence, then there is a fragrance for that dhikr. Then when you recite the dhikr, the fragrance is in your mouth, and you have to smell it.
Yes.
If you use the perfume, because there is an essence, you smell the perfume.
Yes.
So that dhikr, when you use it, it should have the impact on your body and on your soul.
Yes.
So I'm talking about that side of man that gives essence to the zikr. And that essence is the understanding of man and what man is. You know, Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha, the hadith is there. You know, the famous khutbah of Hammam.
Yes.
When he's explaining muttaqin, then he says that one of the qualities of mu'min is da'imun nashat. Mu'min, a true believer, is in a permanent happiness, is in rapture.
Yes.
So, you know, you cannot say that this is water, but it doesn't wet. If it is water, then it is wet.
Yes.
It is 2 + 2 = 4. No doubt about it. If you are a mu'min, if we are a true mu'min, then we should have happiness. This is the quality.
Yes.
I mean, this is the criterion that you can test yourself whether you are a Muslim, true mu'min or not. So even if we want to see every individual about ourselves, if we want to see whether we are mu'min or not, look at the amount of happiness we have in our life.
But by happiness here, we do not mean to be happy by any means.
I'm not talking about pleasures.
Okay.
I'm not talking about pleasures.
Yeah.
I'm talking about happiness. Happiness is different from pleasures.
You mean you are talking
you might be happy in the heart of
shaf, difficulties. Isn't it? Yeah. You're talking about that.
I'm
right.
talking about being happy in the heart of the, you know, like Ibrahim alayhi salam, and he's being thrown into fire. He's happy.
That's right.
So the happiness the relief of soul and the happiness of heart, that is the quality. The fact, the Quran says, "La khawfun alayhim wa lahum yahzanun." There is no fear, there is no sorrow. They are in permanent rapture. They are in permanent happiness. And Mawlana says, "Raqsi chunin miyana ye meydan amarazus." So I like to dance like such a Sufi that he's free from any pain and hardship of the life. And this cannot be achieved without that background. So I mean, the true iman, so if a person performs salat and at the same time they are using some, you know, medicine to get relief of mind, then we have to doubt what kind of salat is this. I don't want to say, we don't want to say that we do that. Na'uzubillah, we don't claim that we are in such a state, but I'm talking about the creed. This is the creed. This is a text.
Okay.
This is how our religion is. So
how not to get that relief and peace of mind through your salat? In fact, what happens that you cannot reach relief through your salah.
So we see that, for example, in a hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam talks about what are the conditions for the salah to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
So you see that we have some fiqhi aspects of salah that if you perform salah that way, then salah is sahih, means that you don't need to repeat it.
Yes.
But beyond and beside that, there is another qualities for salah to be accepted by Allah. To be accepted, what does it mean? You know, this is something that usually we just take it easy. We think that we understand, but we don't understand.
Yes.
What does it mean that salat is accepted?
Mm-hmm.
What is salat? Aqim as-salat al-dhikri. Salat is what? Is the remembrance of Allah. So if my remembrance of Allah is accepted, it means that Allah will remember me. Fazkuruni azkurkum. You remember me, I will remember you.
Okay.
So if you remember me, then I will remember you.
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens? Allah bidhikrillah. Ayatullah Jawadi Amwali has a very beautiful statement here. He says, Allah bidhikrillah is izafa bil fa'il, not bil maf'ul. So it doesn't mean that if you remember Allah, you will be in peace. If Allah remembers you, you will be in peace. Otherwise, we remember Allah, but we are not in peace. We say, astaghfirullah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, but no happiness is there. What? Because Allah should remember you. How Allah remembers you? When Allah accepts your salat.
Yes.
So the conditions for the salat to be accepted is different from the conditions for salat to be sahih. So here you see that in the concept, in the qualities for salat to be sahih, there is no difference between my salat and the salat of Imam.
Yes.
Both of us, when we perform wuzu and perform salat, salat is sahih, means that we don't need to repeat it.
Yes.
But when it comes to acceptance by Allah, then you see the difference. There are poles apart between the salat that the Prophet performs, the salat that we perform. And to the level that it is accepted and Allah is happy with that, then Allah will respond to that.
That's right.
And that response of Allah coming is something that Quran calls it salat. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala an-nabi.
That's right.
Salat of Allah is the light that comes to the heart.
Okay.
And
so the light, when the light comes,
in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah says, "Huwa alladhi yusalli alaykum wa malaikatuhu." Allah and His angels, they send salawat to you.
Yes.
Liyukhrijakum min adh-dhulumati ila an-nur. They take you out of darkness into light. When you are in the light, you are happy. In the darkness, you are not happy.
That's
so
right.
The salat of Allah, that is the result of the remembrance of Allah, will come to you when you remember Allah. And here at the end, if I want to say one general rule which is related to this point, concept of salawat and the light of Allah here, the Prophet taught us a general rule.
Yes.
And he said, Sallallahu ala al-Bakina ala al-Husayn. Allah, be ever that Allah sent salawat to those who cry for Hussein.
Shed tears for Imam al-Husayn. That's right.
Sallallahu ala al-Bakina ala al-Husayn. And those who have such relation with Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, they have felt this, that after that crying and, as you said,
The shedding tears for Imam al-Husayn, that's right.
You have tasted. We ordinary people, we might not have that level to have such a strong relation with Allah, the feeling that Imam Ali alayhi salam had to say that I have not worshipped the God that I have not seen. So we have to start the journey, of course. We can achieve it. But something simple, that something is tangible for us. Allah has given some taste and flavor of that love of Him to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. So when we love Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, because we love them for the sake of Allah, then it gives us ordinary people a chance of experiencing such taste, such rapture, such pleasure. And those who go, especially on the visits like Arba'een and Ziyarah of Abdullah, they have felt some type of that, you know, peace and tranquility which is there.
That's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Agha Mohammadi. Really fruitful discussion. I really enjoyed talking to you about this topic according to Islamic beliefs. It was very kind of you. Thank you very much, dear listeners. We'll listen to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir, Call of Islam page. The another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani aliyin wa حسيني وحسن.